1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Time for your phone tap. And today, there's a lady who's in charge of organizing corporate parties and events at her company. And apparently every year they get a psychic to come out and do a few readings, and all the employees love it.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, this time their usual medium isn't available. So stepping in is none other than Psychic Pam, aka our own Brooke Fox.
Oh, no.
And she's already having premonitions before the party even starts.
Yes, I'm very good. I'm very, very worth my money.
Her visions could even be about the person who's on the call with her at this very moment.
I guess you'll have to wait and find out.
You'll hear it in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello, this is Angela.
Hi, this is Psychic Pam. I think I'm booked for your corporate party tomorrow night.
Oh, hi, Psychic Pam. How are you?
I knew you were going to ask that. I'm doing great.
I get it. You knew that because you're psychic, right?
You got it. Anyway, I was just calling to confirm. The company always wants me to call and double check my bookings.
Okay, no problem. Let's see here. You're going to bring your tarot cards, right?
I am.
The employees here love that.
Yes, people really get a kick out of those, don't they?
Yes.
So we'll see you then. What time?
Yes, so you'll need to be here by 6 p.m. Does that work?
It works perfectly. Everything is lining up. The stars are aligning, like I like to say.
Awesome. Well, we will see you then.
Before you go, I'm actually sensing something about you.
Me?
Yes. And this is intense. Would you like to hear it?
Okay, yeah, I guess so.
I'm getting a strong feeling that your life will dramatically change during the company party tomorrow night.
What?
I don't know how, but it won't be good.
Wait.
That feels better. Anyways, I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Oh, no. Hello. You're saying my life is going to change. You can't just say that and just leave it there.
I'm sorry. I just don't have anything else. That was it.
Do you really believe that?
It's not about my beliefs. It's about what the universe channels through me. I'm more of a messenger. Now, I just need to get your Visa or MasterCard with expiration, please.
What? You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah. I gave you a reading, and now I need payment.
You asked me something. I don't owe you any money.
Yeah, and what I asked you is if you were okay hearing that premonition. You said yes, so that will be $49.99.
Okay, so now this sounds like some type of scam. Here I am trying to hire you for a party. Why, how are you trying to scam me?
Okay, you don't have to pay me. I'll just see you at the party then, if you make it.
Excuse me? What did you just say under your breath?
Oh, are you asking for another reading? Because I could probably give you a discount on this one and wrap it into the first. Let's call it a $75 even.
$75?
It's a great deal, honestly.
You are out of your freaking mind.
Okay.
And I bet you knew I was going to say that.
If it were me and someone knew something horrible was going to happen, I would want to know about it and give them my credit card information so that I could know how to stop it.
Wow, you are a 100% scammer lady. You think I'm going to pay you because you say something bad is going to happen to me? I don't think so. I didn't fall off the bus yesterday.
Do you want me at the party or do you not want me at the party? You're probably going to need someone to perform CPR.
What in the hell does that mean?
Oh, it just means that I'm licensed in CPR if there was an emergency or a potential life-threatening tragedy. I mean, it would be a good idea to have someone like me there.
You know what? You know how I'm going to tell you how I'm feeling right now.
Mm.
I am angry. I just don't even know what to do right now.
And it's coming to me what you should do. What you should do is give me $20. $20 right
now. $20?
Yes, $20, and I can tell you that you are going to think this phone call is very, very funny in about 10 seconds.
Why 10 seconds? Is something going to fall out of the sky and hit me in my head and knock me out and kill me?
No, in 10 seconds you're going to know that I'm not a real psychic at all.
What the hell are you?
I'm a radio personality. I work on the show Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and this is a prank phone call we're doing on you.
Oh, shit. Who the hell did this? Who did it? Tell me now so I can rip their heads off.
It was one of your coworkers, Leonard. You know Leonard?
Oh, I'm going to kill Leonard.
He set you up. He said he plans to poison you at the party tomorrow night.
He did not say that.
You're right. He didn't say that. He said, actually, that you're doing a great job planning the party, and he wanted to play a joke on you.
Oh, my God, this idiot. I'm going to beat him. I'm going to beat him.
Well, I would say good luck tomorrow night, but if I were you, I'd cancel the real psychic and book a paramedic.
I hate you.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.